Business.
Indian Business. Adani in crisis. One of India's richest men faces bribery charges from America.
For the second time in 2 years, the Adani Group, one of India's largest conglomerates, has been accused of criminal activity from the other side of the globe. The first barrage came from Hindenburg Research, a short seller in New York, which accused the group of fraud last year. The second came on November 20th, when federal prosecutors in New York filed a 54-page indictment against Gautam Adani, chairman of the group and one of India's richest men, along with his nephew, Sagar Adani, and six others. The prosecutors allege that senior executives and directors engaged in a scheme to pay over $250 million in bribes to Indian government officials, to lie to investors and banks, to raise billions of dollars, and to obstruct justice, according to Lisa Miller, the Deputy Assistant Attorney General for the case. The indictment centres on the connection between the Indian Energy Company, a part of Adani Green Energy, the conglomerate's renewable energy arm, and the Solar Energy Corporation of India, a state-controlled company created to increase the use of renewables in India. The prosecutors allege that officials at Indian state-controlled electricity distribution firms were promised more than $250 million to enter into contracts with the Solar Energy Corporation of India, under which power would be provided by the Indian Energy Company and its subsidiaries. The indictment says that Mr. Adani himself met with the Indian government to advance the bribery scheme and that the defendants discussed the plot on messaging apps. The prosecutors also allege that Mr. Adani and others misrepresented the Indian Energy Company's anti-bribery practices to American investors and international financial institutions when it sought financing for the project in America, where the firm raised $3 billion in funds through syndicated loans and private bond offerings. A parallel civil lawsuit has been put forward by America's Securities and Exchange Commission. The Adani Group has rejected the charges. The allegations made by the U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission against directors of Adani Green are baseless and denied, it said on November 21st. It plans to pursue all possible legal recourse. As we published this, share prices for Adani Group companies had fallen by as much as 20%. Adani Green Energy also announced that it would suspend the planned issuance of a bond in America. Foreign financing will be hard to achieve for as long as the case continues. The case sheds light on just how complex India's energy industry is. It involves a bewildering mix of national and local entities, both public and private, that control the generation, distribution, and, importantly, purchasing of power. This often leads to stalled projects, litigation, and unpaid bills. The Indian Energy Company was pursuing a contract in which it would sell power to the Solar Energy Corporation and, through it, to the state distribution companies. The second part of that contract, however, was being stymied by the proposed price, according to the indictment, leading to the offers of bribes. The largest amount was alleged to be paid to officials in Andhra Pradesh, a state in southeastern India. But other states allegedly involved include Odisha, Jammu and Kashmir, Tamil Nadu, and Chhattisgarh. Another striking point is where the case is being prosecuted from. The indictment relies on a detailed investigation into the nuances of India's power industry from thousands of miles away. The prosecutorial office involved, the Eastern District of New York, Brooklyn, is across the river from the Manhattan-based Southern District, whose jurisdiction covers New York's investment banks, making it the usual source for big prosecutions tied to financial crimes. Prosecuting the case is likely to take time. Whatever happens next, though, it could have a lasting impact on more than just the Adani Group. businesses around the world may tread more carefully before they turn to America's financial markets for investment.